It is Wednesday. It's April 10. This is the Big Sports Breakfast on Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab. A very good morning to you wherever and however you are listening. We have two bumper Champions League quarterfinals on first leg at the moment, and there's goals galore already in the first half as well. Bayern Munich 2-1 up over Arsenal in London, and Real Madrid, after going a goal down after 2 minutes, Madrid 2-1 up over Manchester City. Both games getting towards the 40-minute mark. All the teams around for the round in the NRL, and all the round one groups for the Masters are out as well. And we'll cross to Evan Priest over there at Augusta National in about an hour's time. But joining us, as you heard in the intro this morning, and they've had two blues already this morning, is Dean Bulldog Ritchie, along with the great Loz. How are you, Bulldog?
Yeah, good morning, Mido. Good morning, Loz. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, we've already had a couple of skirmishes. One was actually outside the premises. I won't go into exactly what happened because it may end up being potentially a civil matter. But it wasn't a good start. But look, we're on air now.
He was blowing up too. He didn't know who was in front of him.
Yeah.
What'd you do, Loz? I don't want to say
because I end up doing something that might get me in a bit of trouble. So I'd rather not say.
Let's just
say. And outside in the studio, he got into me again. So that's before 5:39.
I just stayed at the lights.
It's good to be here, Laurie.
That's all. I just stayed at the lights.
So you realised there was a green arrow behind you.
Oh, yeah.
He deliberately waited on the green, and then it went to amber, and then I started tooting. And then, of course, I had to shoot through. It was still legal, of course. Yeah. I thought he was asleep at the wheel, but it wasn't. He knew I was there.
Should have seen the angry head he had on. He didn't know who it was.
What was he angry? Some knucklehead at the light. He goes green. He just stands there like a fool.
Great way to start the morning, Bulldog. I could see you were up and about then. You were going off in the car.
Would you be happy if it was me? Anyway, it's good to be here.
Pest behaviour.
Good to be up early in the morning.
It was, wasn't it? Unnecessary. Just jabbing early.
Yeah. When you're childish.
Almost childish,
well.
Mido. Yeah. If you did that when you were 8 and your L's, your dad would give you a clip over the ear for being immature.
Probably.
I am immature, Dean.
I'm well aware.
Yeah. A bit going on, fellas. Bit going on with the teams coming out yesterday. Naturally, South Sydney, front and back pages. A lot going on there. Damien Cook will be on our show just after 7 o'clock this morning. Cookie's been dropped. Is he a scapegoat?
Yes. I think that they obviously had to make changes. There's no denying that. The interesting one for me, what they would have done if Latrell was still available for selection. There's other players in that team that I think are under pressure, and they all need to have a hard look at themselves. And I suppose a line in the sand has been drawn, because if they'll be looking around going, well, if he drops Damien, they can drop the majority of us. He's a state of origin player. I'm not disagreeing in 100% with the decision. I'm not saying that it was the wrong decision, but what I'm saying is there'd be plenty others there that would be looking over their shoulder now, knowing that if Damien's not there, then they're at risk of not being there the week after. But I was a little bit surprised he wasn't in the 18, or the 17. I see he's been named. It'd be interesting to see whether he has to go back and play reserve grade or he just has a week to freshen up. That was one of the big decisions that Jason Demetrio made yesterday. But is it enough to save his job?
Well, it's clearly a statement from Demetrio saying, I've had enough. I'm sick of keeping blokes in first grade through loyalty when the loyalty's not essentially being repaid through results. I said it before, Loz, you can have loyalty and you can have blind loyalty. And I think it was time for JD to make some changes. South look a bit slow. Cookie is probably unlucky, to be fair. I mean, he's an origin hooker. But that young Peter Mamazoulas has been knocking on the door for a while now. He's a good young player. And Demetrio's got nothing to lose. He's got absolutely nothing to lose now. And I think you'll find, very quietly, he's been told to go out there and gamble. Throw caution. Have a crack. We're coming last. Your job's on the line. Go out and pick a side that you think can win, but also pick a side that you think, okay, I'm not just going to go down the same old beaten path again.
What's wrong with Cookie's game, though, Loz? What have you seen on the field that possibly prompted
confidence,
the decision?
Lack of confidence, like all of them. defensively, not being found out, but defensively getting himself into positions where he's getting isolated and missing some tackles. But again, that's the issue with this South Sydney team. There's not many of them that aren't having the same issues that the person next to him's having.
Well, the text we got there, personally, I think Cody Walker should be dropped. Willow from Ashcroft.
Well, you could could make a case for Cody, but you could make a case for a number of them that haven't been playing well. But that's the way he's gone this weekend, Jason, and I'm hoping it works out for him, because it sounds like he's a dead man walking. They're coming up against the Sharks team, who are coming off a bye themselves, so they'll be fit and fresh. They welcome back a couple of players, and it's a must-win game. So they've put a bit of speed, they've put a few young legs out there, inexperienced players. Hopefully the pressure won't get to them, and hopefully they just go out there and play and throw the ball around and use their natural talent and see what happens, because I think that's the way they're going to beat the Sharks. They can't be sort of too tight when they go out there. They've just got to enjoy themselves, use the skills that they've got, and really try and test this Sharks team. You know, I've heard a lot about Jai Gray. I know that Munro's a really good player. Memazoulis, haven't seen a lot of him, but very skillful apparently. So, look, I'm excited for those players that they're getting an opportunity. But again, it'll come down to the forwards, and it'll come down to Cody and Jack and their leadership skills to see whether they can step up with no Latrell there.
The South officials just want to see something. Everyone expects and accepts losses. It's part of sport. Mm. But when you're getting flogged, that's why. Clearly, Dimitro's in the crosshairs. If South go out and put on a performance in the weekend, they may not win. But if it's a 20-18 or 14-12, it just might keep JD in a job.
So are you saying that South's administration have told him to make changes?
To the team?
Yeah, is that what you're saying?
No,
that South's administration have
said,
Jason, the
suggestion I'm saying is that I think
you need to make change.
An inner feel at the club that go out there and gamble. Have a bit of a crack, because you're going down the tubes picking the same team every week. They're not sticking their nose in a selection. Don't get me wrong, Laurie. I'm just merely saying that you speak to some of the officials and they've sort of insinuated that, JD, go out and make some changes. Do something different, because it's not working what you're doing right now. If there's a couple of kids in reserve grade, Mamazoulis, Jai Gray, Tyrone Munro, pick them.
Yeah,
you've got nothing to lose.
Is that what they're saying internally to each other, or are they putting that pressure on the coach? Because if you're putting that pressure on the coach, that's not the way to run an operation.
I think it's more internally, Loz. Whether it gets back to JD, I couldn't tell you what the conversations have been.
Because I couldn't
with
imagine
Dimitro.
Too many people telling Wayne Bennett that he needs to make change.
But I don't think Dimitro's silly either, Laurie. He knows that at the moment, you know, his contract's about to be torn up.
So he
thinks, well, I might as well have a crack.
No.
Have a throw up the stumps.
I get all that, but I'm just, there's still got to be a separation of powers. I think if you're a footy coach, you're responsible for your team. You can't have anyone inside that office telling you that, mate, you've got to put X and Y in the footy team. Otherwise, that doesn't work.
Yeah, I don't think anyone there is telling Jason Dimitro who that he should or shouldn't pick. I think there's just a general acceptance that there's some kids there, use them. Because if you pick the same team, we get the same result, you're gone. You're gone. I don't know how long JD's got. Look, I think Buzz might have pointed out the other day, Adam O'Brien was basically told he had a game or two left, and he fought his way out of it somehow.
Yeah.
It was miraculous, but he did it, and now he's got a contract extension. So, it's not beyond JD, but with the Sharks, Storm, and Panthers as your next three games, with a bye in there somewhere, that's not going to be simple.
Yeah, this is where, and again, I've been around a long time, I don't get it from footy clubs. If they're of the belief that he's got 80 minutes to go, then you're 90% certain that he's gone. What's one game of football do to save his season?
I think the one game of football is for Dimitro to instill some steel into his side. That one game, Laurie, may not be the end of him. As I said, if there's a performance which shows that they're playing for their coach, if they go out and get beaten by 36-0 again, and the last two or three results have been appalling, then clearly they're not playing for him. Souths aren't viewing this, Laurie, as five games. They're viewing this as 20 games. And four of the five teams they won or beat in those 20 games are lower teams. Titans, Tigers, Dragons, Bulldogs. Not your elite sides. Mm. They've beaten one good side, the Warriors, one good side in 20 games, which is almost a season. Mm. So they've been poor for a whole year now.
Yep.
That's where the problem is.
Mm. Yeah, I get all that. But when you're confident that this is your coach and you re-sign him during that period where they're going poor too, that's you've got to give him time, don't you? Because he's going through that bad period. You know that the results aren't great, and then you re-sign him. You're better off not re-signing him.
Don't get me wrong. I don't want people to sit here thinking that I'm trying to get rid of Jason Demetra. I actually like JD.
Yeah, well, I think
personally doesn't
too.
Matter, but he's a good fella, and you know he always looks after the media. So I'm not chasing his scalp. I'm just simply saying, at what point do South Sydney say, "Okay, JD, this is not working"?
Yeah, I understand that as well, because you can't just keep getting results like they've been getting. But I just hate this line. You've got one game. Like, you either know or you don't. You know that he can get himself out of it, or you just think that he's lost the dressing shed, and if that's the case, then there's no coming back. Then you make that decision. But I don't like when they come out and do the old, "You've got one game." Or is that the media saying one game?
Oh, the media's writing it, Laurie, but obviously the media, myself included, is hearing information. We're not just writing it based on our opinions. It's an educated story, so to speak. The more I ring around, though, gents, the more I'm told that there is no divisions at the club. There's no backstabbing. As far as I'm being told, and there's no angst, there's no cliques. They seem to be quite united off the field in terms of morale, but that's just not transferring onto the field for results.
Gosh, they're out to $41 to win the premiership. They were single figures in the preseason, the Bunnies, to win the comp with Tab this year. Just some of your say on the situation there. The Bunnies, 0419-767-272. It all comes back to their forwards. Forward pack is reserve grade spec at the moment. They don't punch up the field well enough, and then the playmakers can't do anything off the back of it, says Jesse from the Gong. Would JD have dropped Latrell if he didn't get suspended? Latrell was not playing well. Cook can't be the only reason they're not winning. No names. That one. Morning, guys. Cody should be the first person dropped. Latrell should be put on the wing until he finds some form. Cheers, Queenslander Dave. Well, there's Latrell, front page of the Telegraph. Trell's call, footy or farming. Here's the headline there. Back page of the Telegraph. Left in the dark. South's in crisis. D-Day looms for Trell. Damien Cook axed. JD omitted from secret meetings. Lots of different angles to the South situation covered today there. And back page of the City Morning Herald. I'm all in. Mitchell vows to fight on for Rabbitoh's cause. And Michael Chemis here writing about the meetings that have taken place. Between Latrell Mitchell's advisor, Matt Rose, his agent, Wach Wright, as well. And the club there, the Bunnies, and just that Latrell Mitchell has said that, you know, he's committed to the cause there at the Bunnies. And he's got a lot left to achieve in rugby league, which certainly will warm the hearts of South fans, knowing what we know what he can do when he's at his best. But Jack Whiten, he faced the media yesterday. He wasn't overly keen to speak too much when he was asked about Mitchell, saying a mate protects a mate by not talking about him. But he is adamant that Latrell still loves the game in response to those questions as to whether he could walk away, while also backing Jason Demetrio. We've got his back and he's got ours, said Whiten yesterday. Saliva Havili also spoke and said Latrell spoke to the group, was apologetic and owned his actions. So that is, you know, something that I think Latrell absolutely needed to do.
Yeah, oh, those silly things that he did. And there's no denying that. And he's got 3 weeks to think about it. And hopefully in those 3 weeks, South can get a couple of wins on the board and save the coach's career. What they have done, they've given some young guys an opportunity. But some of the senior blokes still need to stand up. You know, Cody needs to take a bit more responsibility. And in fact, if you're looking at South, they just need to show highlights of what Jack Whiten does in a game. So you see this? He's just competing. Give me what Jack does. All 17 this week, and let's see how far we go.
They're saying the right things, aren't they, Loss?
You can't go wrong if you're putting in the effort like what Jack does.
I mean, they're all saying they've got JD's back and we're behind him. We support him. Mm. But they're not showing that on the field. It's easy to front the media and say, oh, you know.
Good to have a bit of grit, though.
We love Jason Demetro, and what he's going through is terrible. Yeah. But go out there and show it and fight for him.
Yep, that's exactly right. And when it gets tough, don't fold easily. That's what they look like they're doing. When it gets a bit hard, it's like, ooh, we cave in. Show some strength and do it together. That's the best way to fight yourself out of it, is to have 17 guys just committed to doing the little things as well as they possibly can and just fight tooth and nail. And if someone's running at you, you just make a commitment that I'm going to try and stop him. I've got to stop him. That's my job. I've got to stop him. I've got to get myself in front and put my body on the line. And whatever happens to me, happens to me, but that's my role.
I haven't spoken to Latrell. He doesn't speak to me, which is fine. But I just get the feeling, Mido, that the penny has finally dropped with Latrell. He's lost a lot of support at the club. The power he had in the corridors of power at South has vanished. The fans have turned on him. I think he's finally overstepped that line with that swagger that he's got. And now, having apologised to his teammates, maybe now he's realised that he's not above the game nor the club. And maybe this is the awakening Latrell needed to change his ways and maybe change his attitude. Right or wrong?
Oh, you're asking me right or wrong?
No, that's what I believe.
Oh,
I think that's right with Latrell. I think the penny has finally dropped and you might see a different Latrell from now on.
Yeah, well, you'd like to think it has because he's been in the spotlight now for a number of years and he's been the most talked about player on this program.
He's missed too many games through suspension.
And just those silly acts. Just those silly acts. Just an act of frustration the other day. You know, and you can't have it in a team when you're struggling and you're the leader. Yes, he does a lot of good things, but those good things get overlooked because of what he does on the field. So he's got 3 weeks now to reflect on what he's done, reflect on the position that he's put his team in, and hopefully, if they're all together, they respond in the right fashion, win a couple of games, and then when Latrell comes back, hopefully fitter and fresher, he repays the group that have looked after him over the last 3 weeks.
The Courier-Mail front and back page. Naturally, a big build-up to the Battle of Brisbane this week between the Dolphins and the Broncos, although all smiles behind the battle feuds is the headline with Adam Reynolds and Herbie Farnworth, who's obviously out injured for the game this week. That's on the front page of the Courier-Mail. On the back page, ready for battle, prop to play through the pain against former club in Derby blockbuster, of course, Flegler, Tom Flegler. Looks like he will take his place, been battling a shoulder injury there ahead of the game against the Broncos, his former club. How much animosity is there? The Courier-Mail has been going hard at the animosity angle all week. I mean, it's early days. Obviously, you want to really drum up, I guess, you know, an anti-Bronco sentiment, an anti-Dolphin sentiment, and really make this, you know, some sort of hateful derby, a South Roosters type situation going forward. Generally, it takes time for those sort of things to, and a lot of, you know, I don't know, signings, pinching players from the other clubs, which you've already seen, the incidents on the field, for that to sort of envelop. How much animosity are you aware of, Bulldog, up north in Queensland between these two clubs, is there?
Yeah, I think there is, Mido. Clearly, I don't live there, so I'm not right in the middle of it all. But I do know that the Dolphins have come in and they have tried to really butt heads with the Broncos, not so much deliberately, but just to try to build a bit of that feud, to build some crosstown rivalry.
I think you need it.
And you need it. You need it. And it's exactly what's happened here. We're on the front page of the Courier-Mail, the main newspaper in town, and there's your two teams. It has to start somewhere. And that will build and build over time, a bit like the Swans and GWS. It's now a big rivalry. Mm. It wasn't to start off with. It does take time, but certainly it is there. Because there's a lot of anti-Bronco sentiment before the Dolphins came in. Not anti as in we don't like you. Anti, we're just a bit sick of the domination you have in this town. Can you present us with another option?
Yeah, no, you're true. Every time you speak and say something, Bulldog, are you looking for me to continue the conversation?
Well, I thought that's how it worked in radio. No, I finish, you take over.
No, well, it's 6 o'clock.
Right, okay.
As you know, in this team, you've got to be looking at the clock.
Misread the entire interpretation of radio. Yeah. I thought when I stopped, you started.
No, no, no.
Clearly, from now on, I'll just keep going. I won't look at you.